Good afternoon. It's time for A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble. And let me see if I can pull up our guest. There he is. We got him. All right. Dr. Feynman, you're on the air with us, and we're kind of struggling with our sound. It's very loud. So I'm there we go. Now we're down a little bit better. All right. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I woke up today, and I thought officially it was the end of March. And also, this is an historic anniversary. 1968, on this day in the evening, Lyndon Johnson announced he was not going to run for another term as your president, and it shocked everybody.
It was how many years ago?
1968, so it's 63 years ago.
Yeah, wow. And also, yesterday was a kind of an anniversary. It was Reagan's attempted assassination.
Yes, and I wrote about it on Facebook, right. And of course mentioned about my own book, about the chapter on, yes, it was 1981, 40 years ago, the last time a direct threat to a president where, you know, eyeball to eyeball, nothing quite like that since. But as I told my students yesterday, the odds are catching up in theory because we had so many cases of presidents dying in office and, you know, or being shot. And therefore you wonder, you know, since the last time was 1963, as far as a death, and the only other one that was actually wounded was Reagan, you got to say, wow, the odds are catching up, and I'm concerned about that.
Well, you know, I think I read when I read your article about it, and I think you said he was did you say that he was shot more than one place?
I did not say that.
Oh, okay.
No, he was only shot once, but of course, I don't know where you read that, but James Brady, the press secretary, was shot,
yeah.
And not paralyzed, but basically had brain damage and was never the same again. He lived 34 more years, though, amazingly. His wife was very dedicated to him.
Right.
And, of course, there was the Brady Bill passed about gun regulation in 1994, but it was not renewed in 2004 because that helped to defeat the Democratic Congress in 94 and hand it over to Newt Gingrich and Bob Dole and the Republican Congress after so many years of a Democratic Congress. So it's still a hot issue, as we know now, with the gun issue, the gun regulation, well, and the recent massacres.
Were both of the were those the only two that were shot? Wasn't there a
Secret there was Service? Also Secret Service agents,
yeah.
A couple of them, but the most serious was Brady.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
The press secretary.
Now, apparently, Reagan's injury was far worse than we were led to believe.
Yes, and if it had been 1881, 100 years earlier, when Garfield was shot and died after like some like 79 days, I don't think Reagan would have made it, but it was a different century, more modern science, and I emphasize science, not opinion.
You mean it
all
wasn't
these people
just
who deny science. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, now, was he shot in the abdomen? Was that right, or... Reagan?
No. I'm trying to think of moments. I have to look up. I don't remember exactly.
Well, you're the expert on assassinations. Come on.
I had trouble with my son. I've been having trouble finding the right words a few times, and we laugh about it. I don't know why. In fact, my son reminded me, don't forget you're on at 12:15, and I was 11:55, and I was doing so. Oh, yeah, you're right. I figured he hadn't said it. I might have missed the beginning.
Well, do you fall down when you go up a gangway to get into an airplane?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you, it is true that finding the right word sometimes, as you said for yourself, is more difficult now, you know?
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. For some reason or other, you'd kind of trip over... I trip over names. I don't remember people's names and stuff like that.
Yeah, as long as you remember their face and know them.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have that problem yet. I know when I know you, but if I see
you... You know me?
Well, someday we're going to have to get together and when I come down there to Florida. And now, since we're talking about Florida, what can we say about Matt Gaetz?
Oh, my God. He's from North Florida, from the Panhandle.
Oh,
he
that,
is a
that's
total
the problem.
Disgrace. Total disgrace.
Well, nothing's been
actually,
proven
I'm looking it up
yet.
Because I didn't remember... The bullet hit him in the left underarm, breaking a rib, puncturing a lung, and causing serious internal bleeding.
Ah.
That's actually what happened.
Oh, that's what
but
happened.
But I didn't remember just at the moment you said it.
Well,
you asked it, yeah.
I had to shock you into that by mentioning
yeah,
Gaetz.
But
right?
Matt Gaetz, he's a strange character anyway. He's been single, which is fine. And then he adopted this 19-year-old guy as his son? What? That's a weird story.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, and, you know, he was an immigrant, by the way. But, of course, he's one of those who's always against immigration, it seems. And now he suddenly has this charge of having had sex with someone under age 18, and I don't know what to make of it. And the guy from Seminole County, who was a government official in Seminole County.
Yeah, tax, real IRS trouble, yeah. Or tax, yeah, collector or something like that.
Yeah, and tax, I didn't think a tax collector was dangerous.
Well, he was telling all of his staff that they had to go out and get guns because they needed to carry guns with them when they were doing their work.
Oh, God. This is ridiculous. But I think Matt Gaetz is a piece of, you know what, I'm not going to say it, but I think I wrote it yesterday. I said POS is what I call it. And I don't mean political science, which is the acronym for political science, POS. It's
well,
something
you meant piece of work, didn't you? Piece of work.
I mean, he's really a character. But now he's talking about maybe not running for Congress again. He was going to be on he was going to have his own talk show on one of the websites, you know, one of the stations, not Fox, but maybe, I guess, it was OANN. I mean, these people, you know, anybody could be a talk show host on these cable stations, but half of them are not qualified.
Yeah, now, he was associated with that tax collector, right? I mean, they were friends, or?
Apparently, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Both in their 30s, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of strange. And then he let his hair go crazy.
Yes, and he likes attention. You know, he's got mental issues, I think, really. He does. He has to always get everybody's attention. Nobody should have to always be that way, you know?
Wasn't he the spokesman one time when the 35 of the congressmen tried to break into a meeting or something?
Yes.
Yes, about a year ago.
Yes, and he's becoming very rapidly the male Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he hasn't said anything about the QAnon, though, I don't think. Has he?
I think he has not criticized it. A lot of Republicans go along with that QAnon theory.
They
may not directly say it, but they don't have a problem. I mean, that's why many people call the Republican Party the QAnon Party now.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace, so it really is.
Well, since we touched on gun control, where are we going with that right now? Do you think there's any hope for those of us who believe that guns... When I was running for office, I remember one gentleman giving me about a half an hour lesson on why AR-15s and that, you know, the assault weapons were not bad. They were okay. And
reason did he need it, though?
Well, I never did quite understand what his reason was, but he said, I asked him, would you go hunting with one of those? Oh, absolutely. They'd be a great hunting weapon. Well, yeah, they'd blow they'd put a hole in one side of your deer and blow the other half off.
I hate to say the person is mentally ill. There's something wrong. And if he has a temper, which he probably does, and he has a wife or kids or gets angry at someone, oh, my God, what a dangerous man he is, you know?
Well, this gentleman seemed like a very nice man, and he was trying...
No, they're not.
He was trying to explain to me how I didn't know anything about the weapons, and I don't. The only thing I know about assault weapons is that I had to fire one when I was in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew how to take them apart, but I really didn't. And I did get to see what they did to a can of water and or gas. they do explode one pretty well.
Basically, it's a war weapon. Why do you need a war weapon in domestic society?
And I never did get that from him, but he was trying. I'm sure he was trying to say to me they're not as bad as people are saying they are. But I find it very hard to justify why do people need those weapons, especially since I don't know what the percentage is, but it's got to be well above 50% of the shootings the mass shootings that we see are done with weapons like that, aren't they?
Yes, and we have more murders and more suicides also by these weapons than any other nation in the world. And in other nations where they've had a massacre, like in Australia, New Zealand, Britain, Canada, they put restrictions and people obey them.
Yeah.
The whole problem with this country is too many people think, I have freedom and I don't give a damn about anything about society, but society is part of your life. Yeah. You can't just decide you're going to do only what pleases you.
Well, now, Australia had several years back the governor, is he called a governor? Anyway, the person that was...
Prime
Minister. He basically said, you can have weapons, but you can only have X number of weapons, and you cannot have assault weapons. He put some very strict limitations on the weapons that you could have. Now, a lot of people in Australia are hunters, and he didn't really tell them that they couldn't have weapons for hunting, and that was okay. But their murders have gone off the charts down. I mean,
yes.
they have very, very, very few if any mass murders.
Yeah, and the Republican Party always says it's pro-life, but it's not pro-life except for fetuses.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous to think it should have any regulations. And, you know, Ted Cruz particularly makes me, if I think too much about him, my blood boils. He's an obnoxious piece of you-know-what. I'm not going to say it.
We're going to have to cut you from this radio program. You're getting a little bit feisty here.
No, but I did not say the word. I just said peace out.
No,
let you use your imagination.
All right, let's go on. I've got these things written down, so I want to cover this one.
Okay.
What do you think about D.C.? Do you think their chance of becoming a state is 50-50, non-existent, really good? What is your feeling about that?
Well, there was a proposed amendment in 1978.
Yeah.
And it got through, but only 16 states out of 38 needed, three-fourths, went along with it. And I thought, at least I thought, it was purely a racial thing because the majority of the population of D.C. has been African-American. Now the percentage is less.
It's yeah.
55% to 60% or so, but it's almost 40%, I think,
right.
White, and it's become a much more prosperous area, as I indicated in my little statement on the blog yesterday. And I think the odds are more than half. But of course, Republicans don't want it because they know they're going to not be able to win it. But the answer is, what about changing the way you appeal to people and change your philosophy a little bit and modernize to the real world, and then you could compete? Because after all, there have been Republican senators and governors who got a substantial amount of black support in the past. Why
sure.
can't it be that way?
As a matter of fact, when I was a young person, we assumed if you were Republican, you were probably African-American. You know, I mean, especially in certain states.
Yes.
There was a very strong, as you went south, there was a pretty strong block of Republican African-Americans down south, but no longer. It's gone.
And also, Ronald Reagan did indeed promote immigration reform in 1986, and George W. Bush even did, and George H.W. Bush, and of course Democrats, but now the Republican Party doesn't want to hear about immigration. They just want to ban everybody, and they have no concern about the fact we are a nation of immigrants.
Yeah.
Not all immigrants come in legally the way people think, believe me. They're not a threat, they're checked out. I just don't see the understanding of why people are so furious about women and children coming to escape poverty, deprivation, bloodshed, violence, gangs, and that we're supposed to just, you know, send them back? I mean, is that promoting life? I just don't understand it. But there's a lot of people who just seem to think immigration only is a bad thing now. But if it wasn't for immigrants, we would not be the nation we are, and we need immigrants.
I think what a lot of people are saying is if we get more immigrants coming into the country, they'll get a piece of my pie. I won't get as much of the pie as I used to get. And I really think that's one of the reasons why they... if it were back in the 1800s and the Irish were coming, they not want Irish to come, and they didn't back then.
And the same thing with Asian immigration, Japanese yep. and Chinese and all that, and Jews coming in. It's always just a different group. But to me, there is, you know, immigration is not an evil. Obviously, you have to check about if they have, you know, any kind of violent background and anything like that, obviously. But most of these people are just innocent people wanting a new chance on life.
Did you see the video of that Asian woman walking in front of a business? A guy shoves her to the ground, then he kicks her twice while she was down on the ground. And I think she was in her late 50s or early 60s.
Yes, it made me sick.
And then the people inside the business closed the door and quietly went away. what kind of people are we training anymore in America?
Because it used to be, you have a lot of racism and nativism in this country. It's horrible.
It used to be that those guys would have gone out to help, but not so much anymore.
Yeah, and this is Asian. It's not even African-American or Latino.
Yeah.
This is due to Donald Trump, because he has promoted this idea that the China flu, the Kung flu, whatever he calls it.
Yeah.
So he's caused a lot of this grief, but he'll never apologize. He should really be prosecuted. There's so many things he should be prosecuted on, but probably being who he is and the wealth he has and all that, he probably will get away with it. It's really outrageous.
You don't think he'll ever have to face a jury, huh?
I think financial, yes. As far as going to prison, I wish, but I think it'll just be a financial loss, is most likely. But
so do you think he'll only get charged with civil laws, or do you think there will be any criminal stuff?
Well, the stuff with the women, like E. Jean Carroll, for instance.
Yeah.
If he has to give DNA, I think it could lead to possible a prison sentence.
Yeah, that would be a criminal thing then. Rape, right?
Yes, and also now Dominion is suing him over, you know, over the riot,
right,
and about his argument that Dominion has, you know, was had fake voting and all that. And I saw yesterday two police officers who were hurt in the Capitol riot on January 6th are suing Trump, and I hope they do bring a case against him that it goes very far, because the man is responsible. He is a traitor and a seditionist. There's no way around it.
Well, now they is it Dominion? Is that the name of the?
That's the voting system that through Fox News and others, and even Mike Lindell of MyPillow, that guy is really a nut.
Well, now that would be a civil case, not a criminal case, I would assume.
What about the two police officers? No. I think is a criminal case.
Yeah, that would be. I would guess. Yeah. Well, anyway, I forgot a question I was going to ask you about the D.C. statehood. How does a state become a state? What do they have to do? It has to be constitutional, right?
It can be decided by Congress, which is what they're trying to do now, or it can be done by a constitutional amendment, as they did. But actually, the other states did not come in by constitutional amendment. I don't know why they chose that method back in the 70s.
Okay.
But they can do it by congressional action. It's just right now, with an evenly split Senate, although it's 51-50 with Harris voting, and with only a few seats apart in the House, it's going to be difficult. But honestly, I don't understand why they should not, except for the issue that, oh my gosh, this is going to be a Democratic state. When you go back to the 1880s and 90s, we had North and South Dakota created in order to give more Republican votes in the Senate. So, I mean, they did it for that reason then, so that's the way it goes. You can't always win. Sometimes the other party gains, but it just means the Republicans have to change their tune and change their policy somewhat and become more open-minded and not be prejudicial as they have become.
So you're saying that the Congress could actually make them a state. Is that correct?
Yes.
So if Congress did that, and Congress happens to be Democratic right now.
Really, though, yes. Yeah.
Now, would that have to then go to the Senate?
Well, both houses would have to vote it, yes.
Okay. So,
and if it's a 50-50 tie, it could be broken, assuming all the 50 Democrats agree. Joe Manchin, you never know about. You know, he's a little hard to predict. He's almost like the most important person in D.C. right now. But in theory, yes. I'm hoping it will happen. My son doesn't live in the district. Now he lives in Bethesda, Maryland, but he used to. And he argues people in the district pay taxes. They make high income. They're educated. Why should not everybody is, but there's just no reason to use the race card. But, you know, Republicans won't say that, but that is one of the reasons they fought against it in the 1980s through state legislatures.
And I believe there are more people in D.C. than in several states.
Yes, two states have fewer people.
Two states have fewer people. So the only reason why they're not allowing, why didn't they have Washington, D.C. as a state or in a state when it was conceived?
Because it was seen as a federal government district, so it's not to be part of any state. Now, there's also some who say Washington, D.C. could become a state but not include the government buildings in it.
Oh.
Which is really weird. Not count the government buildings, but there's still plenty of people don't obviously, everybody doesn't live in the government district areas. So I don't know. It's complex. It's a very small land area. But that should not matter either, really. And look at Alaska, one person per square mile in Alaska.
Yeah.
And that's also, when you think about it, that's a state of minorities, of the Eskimo groups, the indigenous people. Hawaii has lots of people who are not white. So, I mean, I don't see that as a reason, but it's always been used because it's become a Democratic stronghold.
Right. Now, how long would it take them? Could they do it in one session, or?
Well, they could do it during this session, and they'd have to create a new flag. Of course, that would be a big debate.
Yeah,
have 51 stars, not 50. They could do it, but I don't think it's the highest priority. There's so many things Joe Biden wants to do, and it's such a small margin. And a lot is true. If he can get it done now, that's great, including a Supreme Court appointment, which may come about because Breyer may leave this year or next year because if they wait to 2023 and the Republicans win the Senate back, because it's 50. I don't think they will because there's two-thirds of the Senate seats coming up a Republican. They're bound to lose some.
Yeah.
But if they do win, then it's going to be the same problem that happened when Ginsburg, should have left, but she didn't. And by the time it happens, of course, it was going to be a Republican seat. So I hope he does leave. So I think it's a good chance. There's a lot to do, and the question is how much can be done and how will it affect the viewpoint of the voters. And I think the economy is the most important thing. If the economy looks good in 2022, the Democrats will keep the House and gain seats in the Senate, which is not typical, but I think they will. Mm-hmm. But if it's not good at that point, not now, I don't care what it is now. It's like I said to my students, in 1982, Reagan had a horrible economy after 1 year, and we had a bad recession, 10.8% unemployment. If he'd had to face re-election in 82, he would have lost. But 83 into 84, everything turned around, everything was good, and by 84, nobody remembered 82, and he won a landslide.
Well,
all money, economy. Or as Bill Clinton's aide said, the economy is stupid in 1992 because Bush had a bad economy. Bush won, and that caused him to lose.
Well, now you talk about Biden's ideas of what he wants to get passed and stuff. What do you think of the new $2 trillion, I believe it is, infrastructure?
We need it.
Well,
I mean, I don't know how Republicans, not all of them, I don't know how they could all vote against it. We're desperately in need of infrastructure, and that was one thing Trump promised. He didn't do it. He promised all kinds of things that never occurred. You know, like he also talked about a replacement for Obamacare. Now Obamacare, which is the Affordable Care Act, is 11 years old, and it's thriving. It's not perfect. Nothing is perfect, but you work to make it better. But they've been trying to destroy it for 11 years,
and
now it's very much, become very established.
You and I are perfect, aren't we?
I
thought we were pretty close. Well, now, what does infrastructure cover? If he's doing $2 trillion, what would that cover?
It would cover roads, and also bridges, and also the whole...
Railroad, I assume.
Say that again?
Railroad.
Railroads, yes, and also...
Air stuff?
Also, everything transportation and also communication, including those who don't have computers or don't have broadband. I think.
Oh, so that might add the broadband, which has been a big bugaboo with a lot of Democrats saying that we don't have enough broadband, especially in areas which are pretty much Republican areas out west.
Rural areas, yes.
Yeah, rural areas.
That's an area the Republicans take for granted, and they really don't care about rural poor. A lot of those people are poor, they don't have access to broadband, don't have a lot of things, but they just take them for granted, and they use the race card to keep them Republican.
Well, now, what is your feeling? Does he have? Would that have to be something that was run through... what's it called when you
filibuster?
Yeah,
it might be through reconciliation, like the first bill.
Yeah.
He has allowance to do that. I think three times.
It was only twice in the first year.
Oh, twice? Okay, well, but so maybe that's it. I don't know, it's just going to be a question of priorities. It's why he's saying guns, he would like to do things by executive order, but there's very little that can be done legislatively. He can't do everything at once. You know, that's the thing. Everybody wants everything done at once. The far left wants too much at once. It's not going to happen, but he wants to show that he's moving ahead and he's not going to concede so easily as Barack Obama did when the Republicans created troubles. But it's a nightmare. It's not easy. He wants to be nice to everybody and work with everybody. But Mitch McConnell and company don't really want to work. You know, they want to prevent him from doing well, just like Obama.
Now, if it comes down to it, and they do it with the reconciliation thing. And so they only have to have 50 votes.
50 plus 51.
50 plus one, yeah. Manchin seems to be the fly in the ointment right now. I would assume that he would be a pro-infrastructure person. I've driven on the roads in West Virginia, and he could use some help.
Well, West Virginia is one of the poorest states, yeah.
Yeah. It's the Arkansas of the North, sort of. Well, I mean, it's not really north.
Both about the poorest states around.
Yeah.
And I'm really upset with Arkansas on the issue of trans and trying to discriminate against trans people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Such an extreme. I just don't understand how they can live with themselves, you know?
Well, I think there are a lot of people in this world that just don't like to change things. They like it the way it was because they've gotten used to the way it was. And accepting a trans politician is kind of tough. And quite often they look a little different and sound a little different. Now, that doesn't make them any different than you and me, but I don't understand that either.
They're going to victimize a lot of kids who, whatever we think personally about this, you know, children become the victims. A lot of them, I've read, a lot of them end up committing suicide or they end up being killed.
Yeah.
And it's just very sad, but we have a lot of people are very hard-hearted and really don't care. They just want to have everything they want and screw everybody else. I'm sorry to say, they don't care.
Where have we gone wrong that our parents don't bring our children up to be loving and kind to each other?
Because with all the talk about religion, these people are not, quote, religious, end quote. They think they are, but they promote discrimination, many of them, no matter which religion it is.
Okay, so it could be Jewish or Christian or
Muslim,
Hindu,
yeah, or Hindu,
or Muslim, or, yeah,
Buddhist, yep. And it's sad, very sad.
Now
I say I'm more religious, even though I don't go to synagogue regularly, because of the way I lead my life and how I treat other people.
Yeah.
So I think that's being more quote religious than all the people go to services all the time.
I quite often, when people ask me, "Are you really an atheist?" I'll say, "No, I'm a Christian atheist." And they don't understand that, but I have to explain it to them.
Do they laugh?
Usually after I explain it to them, yes.
That's a funny term.
Well, it's not really a laughing matter. It's really not a laughing matter.
I know, it just sounds funny.
Yeah, it does.
Reminds me of Ron Reagan Jr., who always declares that he's an atheist, and he's not worried about burning in hell. I think that's so funny when he does that commercial.
I'm kind of that way. I'm not terribly worried about burning in hell.
But I think he's funny, Ron Jr., when he says that, Ron Reagan
Jr. Yeah. Now, one other thing I wrote down that I had to ask you about, where are we going on all these voter suppression laws? Are some of them starting to get, I just heard Governor of Michigan said if it gets to her desk, she just won't sign it.
Well, of course she would. She's a very decent lady.
Yeah, now I assume that's
good, and
true.
Very good governor on the issue of COVID-19, yeah.
Yeah. Except for she pointed out, I was listening, I think today, she pointed out that their COVID numbers are going back up again in Michigan because people are slacking off on doing what they're
saying. They were saying their freedom is they don't want to wear masks, they don't want to have vaccinations, especially the Trump people don't want it. And the attitude is that my freedom to not wear a mask and not have social distancing is more important than public health and safety. And that, I think, is unpatriotic. It's horrible.
Well, there are a lot of freedoms that people forget that they have, that they love, that are actually kind of socialistic. and they don't – sometimes their lack of freedoms are to save their lives. So – I don't know.
That's what's happened in Taiwan. They all obeyed right away, and they've had very few cases, very few deaths, and a few other countries in Asia. Because in those countries, if you're told this is what you do it, and you don't argue about it because it's public health and safety.
Yeah.
But here, we have freedom to everybody be their own cynical person and say, I don't care about anybody else. I'm going to do what I want to do. To hell with everyone else. And that's just not the right way to be.
Well, and we fought that years back when they required in some states wearing helmets for motorcyclists. And the only thing I can say is the people that don't wear helmets, they'll take care of themselves eventually. I mean, It's survival of the fittest.
Well, I think the people who are Trump supporters who won't get the vaccine and don't follow the rules, not all of them, but some of them are going to become victims, and, yeah. and yet they'll probably deny it to the last breath as some of these people who are dying of it saying, it's not this, and they die anyway because it is that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's kind of like the people that jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. There was one gentleman that jumped off the bridge that lived.
Wow.
And he said as soon as he jumped, he knew he didn't want to jump. And there are a lot of people, as soon as they get COVID and put on the respirator, they all of a sudden realize they really did want to wear that mask or something. Yeah.
But it's the same thing with people who want to commit suicide. Now, they can do it by pills, but a lot of them, because they have a gun, they kill themselves that way. And if they didn't have such access to weapons because their father has one and they end up using it, a lot of people wouldn't lose their children either.
Have you seen that commercial where the man is running through the house and he's talking on the phone to his wife and he says, I haven't found him yet. I haven't found him. Did we, you know, he says... basically, it comes down to, did we lock up the guns and leave it kind of hanging in the air as whether the young person is dead or alive? And
a lot of young people that have a lot of mental health issues because of COVID and before COVID, you know.
Well, let's face it. When you're a teenager, you are mentally ill. you haven't learned everything.
Yeah, well, the old joke I used to say is that those who teach middle school kids from 11 to 14, the best thing you could do is put them all in jail for 3 years and then welcome them out from to society.
I can't agree with you more.
Maybe a few more than just 11 to 14.
When I was substitute teaching, the one assignment I didn't want to get was junior high.
Middle school up junior high, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of tough to, because their brains haven't completely formed. They haven't really learned the hard knocks at that age. And and
about 21 or 22, really, said that you're not really, as they would say, really understanding of life until you're in your 20s.
I know some 70-year-olds that they don't understand the meaning of
and
life.
I remember my grandfather used to say, no one becomes a mensch. You know what a mensch is? M-E-N-S-C-H?
I've heard the term.
Human being. It's a Jewish term. Yeah. No one becomes a mensch until they're 35.
What does a mensch mean? What does that mean?
Means a decent human being.
Oh, a mensch is good.
M-E-N-S-C-H is how it's spelled in English, yeah. A mensch. I like to use that term at times.
Well, now that I know it's good, I will use it, yeah.
I've in the past had students who I didn't know who opened up a door for me on the campus, and I say, you're a mensch, and they seem to know what it means, and they say, oh, thanks.
Unless they're thinking in the back of their head like I would be thinking if you said it to me, that son of a gun, he doesn't
like me. No, but I'm
saying
with a smile so they can see it's a good thing.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. Well, the voter suppression, back to that. We have
I'm so angry about that. And my son, who lives in Bethesda, Maryland, says he's never been arrested, but he's ready, he claims, on November 8th, 2022, to go to Georgia and give water to people.
Yeah, no.
And face arrest. And I said, please don't do it, actually. I think it's more joking, but it's ridiculous. And now I hear other states are trying to do that as well. That's obscene. There's no excuse for that.
I would almost be willing to bet dollars to donuts that there will be people that will do that as a civil protest. You know, give people water or ask them if they want any water. Why? How in the world can you make that a law?
That's crazy. And also, a lot of these people are elderly or they're not in the best of health, and they stand in line for hours.
Yeah.
And you're going to say they can't get water or food. And one other thing I wonder, what if they have to go to the bathroom? I guess the people around them will let them come back to their spot, I guess. But even when they say you can't go to the restroom either while you're waiting.
Yeah, that would be kind of bad. Now, now I watch Big Bang Theory a lot, and there's one of the guys on Big Bang Theory that has, what does he call it, a theater Powell or something like that. He straps he catheterizes himself and straps it to his leg. So,
oh, God.
Let's hope they don't have to do something like that.
But how can you deny people water? I mean, that is, or even a snack if somebody wanted to give it to them. I mean, that is beyond the pale. And everybody, in both parties, should condemn it. But the Republicans don't say anything. They just go along with it.
Well, you know, how many times have you, been getting out a package of gum and you say to your neighbor, hey, do you want a piece of gum? Just
yes.
To be kind, you know. How in the world can you, and that's basically food, how in the world can you say you can't do that?
I don't understand. I don't know how people live with themselves. I really don't, you know. The Republican Party used to be a party that had a lot of good people in it and had some really good ideas. And you may have seen on Facebook, and I think I posted it, the 1956 Republican platform when Eisenhower was running for re-election. It sounds very much like a Democratic Party platform.
I did notice that. And
crazy how different it's changed from the time of Eisenhower.
Well, this last platform that the Republicans had with Trump was non-existent. There was no platform. Right?
Not officially, but everything nasty, you know, and how people can justify his policies on X, Y, and Z, so many areas. I don't understand people's consciences and people's basic ethics and morals. They just don't have it.
Well, for some reason or other, we have kind of lost our way on the situation, on the ethics and morals. Yeah.
Yes. And decency, common decency. Well, one of the things I like most about our president and vice president is they have empathy. Such an important trait for people to have, empathy. And Trump has none, and most of these Republican leaders now do not have it.
Well, now, we were Scott and I, in the previous program, Scott and I were talking about that business where Cruz got up in one of the reporters' faces because the reporter said, "Would you mind putting on a mask?" And Cruz said, "Yes, I mind putting on. I'm not going to put on a mask." And Cruz was kind of haughty about his answer.
But that's the way he is all the time, anyway.
Yeah, and I kind of understand where Scott's coming from. Scott said, "Well, the reporter should just have backed up if that's the way he felt." And I agree. The reporter, maybe it was a little bit not so important that he needed to make a case out of it, but he didn't, and he kind of made a case out of it. But I was just wondering, why have we gotten to the point where we can't be at least civil and polite to each other? And we can't, for some reason.
Well, a lot of it's Trump, but even before Trump, it goes back to at least Newt Gingrich, when he took over the speakership in 1995. That's when he declared open war on the opposition party, and that's what's continued since Newt Gingrich onwards.
How about the interaction with Roe? Roe seemed to turn the Republican Party into kind of a monster at that time.
It's a whole group of people at that time, including Gingrich and others, that have really, you know, stopped being civil, and it's continued now. Actually, it's around the time Fox News Channel came along in 1996.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the same time as Newt Gingrich, yeah.
Now, we don't have rules like we used to have standards. FCC does not seem to have much standards for radio and television stations anymore.
Well, they suspended that idea the Fairness Doctrine. Yes, it should be brought back.
Now, the Fairness Doctrine, trying to remember when that came in, but it was in for a long, long time. If I, when I was working radio back in the late 60s, the Fairness Doctrine was involved, I believe.
Oh, it was suspended under Reagan.
Oh, is that when it was?
Yeah, in the late 80s, yeah. And that's what started Rush Limbaugh becoming a big national hero to many people.
No longer.
Yeah, well, no longer that. It's all about that. G. Gordon Liddy of Watergate fame died overnight, I heard today.
Oh, is that right? I did.
At age 90, I saw this morning on the news, G. Gordon Liddy. Boy, he's lived a long time, but
he did.
He's such a villain. But interestingly, and I forgot, that he got a pardon from Jimmy Carter because he felt that the jail term he had was unjust. That's Carter in his ethics. I don't know if I would have done it, but he did while he was in office take him out of prison. Yeah.
Huh. Well, now, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I'm going to just touch on this. Have you watched any of the trial that has been going on for the...
Yes, very upset seeing what these people's emotions, how they react to what they saw, and how they could not stop the murder of this of George Floyd. It was horrible, really horrible. Especially some of them were under age 18.
Well, there was one that was 9 years old and was there with his sister, who was the lady who took the video, and she was under 18. So it's kind of sad. And Chauvin was there. He was there with a mask on, and they asked that 9-year old, "Do you see the person that was had his knee on Floyd's neck?" And she said, "No, I don't." And so they made him take his mask off. And, oh, yes, she recognized him then.
Yeah. I don't know how that man can live with himself. Well, how he cannot feel guilt, you know?
It apparently is a weakness in our training of police officers for some reason or other. And I'm not saying all police officers are that way. Please don't ever think that. I know several police officers that I would trust and that I think are good people.
Obviously, but they have to be held accountable for their behavior when they act outside the norms.
Yeah, and the rule, what is it called, where they can't be sued for, or can't be, they have certain rights that allow them to get away with killing people.
That has to be modified, though.
Yeah, it definitely needs to be modified.
But there's some people who don't think anything should change, and they all complain about Black Lives Matter as if somebody being for Black Lives doesn't mean you're not for other lives, but being African American, and particularly if you're a male, puts you in great danger. It's just beyond belief. And I think, you know, we have to be concerned about how these people have to deal with this every single day.
What is wrong with all the men in America that we have raised a lot of mean men?
Well, even and women. Not mean, I didn't include women among. Don't think.
Yeah, not as much women though as men.
I don't know. You look at some of those Republican women in Congress. Well, you wonder. Yeah. So I guess in overall terms, you're right. Yeah.
I mean, there are so few Republican women that. It's a large percentage of their women seem to be thoughtless.
Yes, and you know, meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene is still around, and
oh, she will be.
She's not on any committee, but she's still making news all the time.
Yeah, people want to hear. Newsmakers. I blame a lot of our news people for not censoring. Oh, we heard everything that Trump said for 4 years, and I really didn't think there were people. There were reporters that refused to even cover what he said.
Yes, and what about him now going after Dr. Brooks and Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
Now we're having a spreading on Fox News by one of the followers of Trump that it should be called the Dr. Fauci virus. Can you believe this?
No.
That means he's in more danger. He's already had Secret Service protection last year. He's probably going to need it again because I think his life is in danger. People are going to go around thinking Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx caused the virus.
Yeah.
All these lies, and people go along with it.
Well, I tell you what, let's both of us go to New York because they just made recreational marijuana legal.
Meanwhile, that may be true as far as medicine, but meanwhile, Andrew Cuomo is still governor, and he has more charges,
yes.
And yet his ratings are high, I hear.
Are they?
Yeah.
People like rebels, don't they, I guess.
I don't know. All I know is he will not be able to run again.
I don't think.
Although, you know something? After Bill Clinton was able to run, after he knew about Jennifer Flowers, who can say?
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
Yeah, anything is possible. Well, we live in the United States of America, and we're all free. No matter what anybody says, we are free.
Yes.
We may have to pay some consequences, but we're free to pay the consequences.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're down to our final few seconds. What do you have to say for next week and the future?
I think we're going to see a lot more action by Joe Biden moving ahead on some of this legislation that he's trying to promote. He already has a list of people from the courts. Judicial nominees, and there's already talk about maybe a Supreme Court nominee, depending on what happens as far as whether Breyer leaves.
Yeah, but, that African-American lady, yes.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, and of course there'll be people who will be upset about that, but come on, we are a diverse country. It's time to have an African-American woman on the court.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're down to our last 15 seconds, so I'm going to say goodbye to you and hope you get back with us next week. We may
Yes. I look forward to it. And have a good week.
Okay.
And my son, youngest son, is getting his second vaccination today.
Absolutely. Great. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM from Charlie Ever.